Pianist Anthony Wanzi has a new release on Cellar Records produced by trumpeter Jeremy Pelt. The album is called Lorraine's Lullaby and includes solo performances, a set of trio numbers, and some quintet tracks as well. Coming up, a conversation with the artist about his path into music, some of the musicians who shaped him, and why he feels his most recent recording is the best representation of his work. From that new album, here's Blues for Hiroshi. Anthony Wanzi on piano with Dmitry Klesnik on bass and Chris Beck on drums on 91.3 and 90.7.
My name is Anthony Wanzi, and I was born 1971 in Chicago, South Side of Chicago. I'm from a family of 9 brothers and sisters. My mother, her plan was to have a bunch of kids and give them music lessons, and then we become the Jackson Fives, and we make a lot of money and retire. So my first gig and my first record was with my family, and it was called the Wanzis.
Another key figure in Anthony Wanzi's musical development was Zillner Randolph, a trumpeter and piano player who worked with Louis Armstrong's big band in the 1930s. The tune you're listening to now, Under My Voice, was one of his original compositions. He recorded it with Louis in the 1930s.
Once there lived an old man with a very crooked nose. Lived in log hut and called him Old Man Mose.
Yeah!
Early one morning.
When Wanzi started taking lessons from Zillner Randolph, he was nearly 80 years old.
I'm 5 years old when I first meet this cat. And the first thing I want to do is just get out the house. Because it smells like old people and piano. And I hated both. Like when I think about it, that dark house, and it just, at the time, I thought it was the most depressing place, especially on a Saturday morning or afternoon. I thought it was the worst place ever. Looking back on it, I wish I could go back in time and just stay there. When I think about how great that man was and what he did, I didn't even know. I was just in the hub of great Black history. I had no idea.
Can you talk a little bit about working with Elvin Jones?
The greatest experience of my life. The closest thing to heaven there is on this earth. That's basically it. I can't say it any more clear. Elvin, the lessons that he gave me are just, I'm still trying to figure it out. I'll give you one Elvin story, and this pretty much sums up Elvin. When I first played with him after the gig, we were in a dressing room. So I was feeling a little uncomfortable because of the silence. So I was basically trying to fish a compliment out. So I was like, Elvin, I always like a slick little kid, like thinking I could outsmart somebody. So I'm like, Elvin, you know, when I'm playing with you, first of all, it's a pleasure to play with you. It's a pleasure to play with the greatest of all time. But what I was noticing when I'm playing with you, should I comp on the backbeat of the beat or the upbeat? I only got high cheekbones. But as I'm talking, I noticed that the cheekbones are sinking slowly. I'm starting to like lose my thought. And now the cheekbones are in the middle of his jaw. And it also comes with an eye roll. Like, I'm like, oh, that took the wind out of my and then the cigarette. And at this time, there's no more smile. and he did this. He goes, mother, this music is about honesty. And blew the smoke in my face. And left. And left the dressing room. That's why I love Elvin. And I worked with him 5 years after that.
Here's a quintet track off the new recording. It's called Do You Remember Me? Anthony Wanzi is joined by Dmitri Klesnik on bass, Chris Beck on drums, trumpeter Antoine Dry, and saxophonist Zet Harris. Remember Me, pianist Anthony Wanzi from his new Cellar Records release, Lorraine's Lullaby. The recording is one of a series of four albums that trumpeter Jeremy Pelt is producing for Cellar Records. The music on the new recording developed during the pandemic. Wanzi was getting acclimated to living by himself in a new apartment in Harlem. He had only recently learned how to prepare fish soup.
So I would cook a big thing of soup every Sunday and eat it throughout the week. Every Sunday I cooked thing, like a big pot. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to cook a big pot, invite some friends over, and we're going to play a session. I call it the soup sessions. So Brandy Distahef, Dmitri Klesnik, Antoine Drive, and Zet Harris, God bless his heart. He took his life this year. This was in December. I mean, no record deal, no nothing. We just jamming. During one of those soup sessions, Jeremy Pell calls. He says, Corey Weave wants to do a record. Would you like to do one? And I'm like, yo, I'm rehearsing the band right now. You mean to tell me you want me to do a record with my homies and the music we just playing, having a good time, and you're going to pay us to do a record in COVID? I said, no. No, I'm just joking. But yeah, that's how that went down. And this record is by far my best record ever.
Why do you say that?
Because it took 7 records to do this. It took 7 records to do this record. That's the only way I can explain it. My other records, I can't listen to it. Because it's like you ever look at a picture of yourself? Like there's a picture where it looks like I got a big gut. I'm not saying with people with big guts, whatever. But when I see this picture, I'm like, damn. And that mixed with the shadow, it makes you know, it's not one of my favorite pictures. And that's how I look at records. It's just not one of my finest moments. And rather than torture myself, I just can't listen to it. It's not saying that it's the bad record. I've been in a car and I actually was like, this sounds familiar. Who's this? And it was me. So that has happened because I'm very hard on myself because I'm trying to put out the best art. But this record, I can listen to it. I can listen to it and it doesn't bother me at all.
Tell me the reason for the title Lorraine's Lullaby. And you mentioned a fan of the music whose name is Lorraine. If you could talk a little bit about that, please.
Lorraine is a person that I met maybe 7 years ago. And she's not a musician. She just loves this music. And it's nice when you meet people who don't play this music, but love it. And the reason why I like being around people like that is sometimes because I play piano, I can hear a pianist and really like it, but I'm not liking it for the same reason somebody who not a piano, you know, people that don't play instruments, their perspective is a little different. They don't care. They don't care how many hours it took to play practice. They don't care what they just want that sound. It's kind of like when you get a burger, you don't even care who's flipping the burger. Matter of fact, if they're not flipping it fast enough, you're going to get pissed. You just want that bite. And that's how people are when they hear this music. They don't care about who didn't make the gig, who didn't make the rehearsal, who didn't do all this stuff. They just want pleasing ears. And Lorraine's like that because I've seen her. First thing she does is turn on jazz radio. And I've seen some pretty established musicians get the thumbs down from Lorraine. She'll listen for a second and she'll go, oh, no. And then I even tell her, I said, yeah, Lorraine, such and such playing that. She was like, who's that? She'll like somebody and then still forget who they are. So I like that. I like being around that honesty because that honesty keeps you on your toes. You can't be around people, hey, man, killing. You know, you're not. Nobody's killing all the time. So I like being around that type of honesty. Plus, with Lorraine, she has that honesty and she supports the music. She's just a wonderful woman.
Anthony Wanzi's new recording is Lorraine's Lullaby. It's available from Cellar Records. You can learn more about Anthony Wanzi and everything he's doing at anthonywanzi.com. I'm Peter Solomon for Delmarva Public Media.